2. Experimental Phenomenology. The method of this article is quite different to that of traditional Buddhist scholarship. Scholarship is typically the analysis and interpretation of primary texts and an attempt to derive a theory or meaning that is consistent across parts of a text or a body of texts. In this approach, the primary evidence is the text. By contrast, the method of this article is phenomenological. The primary evidence is experience itself. The goal is to show how Zen Buddhist descriptions of awakening cohere with specific phenomenological data and how these experiences illuminate the meaning of Zen texts. Rather than textual analysis, the current method is phenomenological. If we think of Zen texts as analogous to instructions for baking a cake, scholarship of these texts will only focus on the texts and try to derive the best possible recipe. The experimental phenomenological approach, on the other hand, derives basic guidance from the recipe and then actually tries to bake the cake. Contrary to appearances, scholarship isn't avoided in Zen. Studying the sutras is an important part of practice. However, pure scholarship, where one never gets around to baking and eating the cake, is antithetical to the spirit of Zen. The innovation of using experimental phenomenology is that resulting experience can then be used to shed new light on these ancient instructions. The claims in the instructions can actually be tested out to see if they work in real life. The current approach is hence reconstructive rather than purely interpretive. It is analogous to reconstructive archaeology, which tests theories about cultural artifacts by attempting to build those very artifacts using technologies and materials that were available at the time. Some knowledge can only be gained by doing. The risk of reconstructive phenomenology is that the experience may be quite different to the original. On the other hand, as Zen texts are centuries old and from a different culture and language, at least to my own, they are already subject to many types of distortions: historical, cultural, translative. If the goal of the texts is to change one's lived experience, at least this is how they are approached by contemporary practitioners, it is reasonable to hold that a phenomenological approach can provide insights about the texts and vice versa. This being said, Zen Buddhist scholars are highly critical of the modernist assumption, such as professed by D.T. Suzuki, that Chan was primarily about one's personal experience. It can at least be claimed, though, that the current paper identifies intriguing parallels between the current phenomenological approach and Zen texts.